It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
Very good evening and welcome to Red Friday, your best look ahead at the weekend's sport with a focus on the Dons from Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself, Dave McDermott. In the show this evening, following on from the international break, Aberdeen are in Edinburgh tomorrow to face Hibs at Easter Road. We'll look ahead to the rest of the Premiership card. As ever, we have the predictor and we'll be discussing who to support at the World Cup next summer. Last time out, a 3-0 win over St Johnstone ensured Aberdeen go into October undefeated in the league. Tomorrow it's a visit to Easter Road for the first time in 3.5 years, Dave Galloway.
Yeah, things were going well leading into the break, Dave, and Derek's looking for that to continue.
Obviously didn't have a game last weekend, but hopefully we can pick up where we left off. But there's no doubt it's another challenge. Hibs have started confidently, I think, in the SPFL. I think they've been and will be a great addition to the league this year. And having watched their game against Celtic, they went into the game very confident. I thought they were excellent at Parkhead, so, and well worthy of their points. So I think that with all those factors, a healthy crowd in, I think there's be two teams looking to go and win it. Hopefully, as I say, we can remind the players and they have a similar performance to what we've had against St Johnstone and take it into the game.
This is Red Friday, Andrew Shiney. It's only been 2 weeks since we played, but it does seem a lot longer.
It does indeed, and as the manager said, you just hope that the players continue in the same vein as they left off against St Johnstone. It will be a tough game against Hibs, but you know Hibs haven't won at home in the league since the opening day of the season, so they don't have a great record at Easter Road, where Aberdeen do. They have an unbeaten run of 9 league games against Hibs at Easter Road, so I think they'll go there with a good degree of confidence.
And it's one I think everybody's looking forward to, Dave, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is. I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a cracking encounter. And the manager, he says facing Hibs is a keenly anticipated fixture.
You see that with our allocation being sold out. I think it's almost 2,500 potentially sold out. It's a fixture I think probably our supporters have missed. You know, I think Hibs, as I say, for loads of reasons, are a welcome addition back to the top flight. I think they've got that bit of momentum sometimes you get from a newly promoted club as well. But when you've got the fan base there, you know, they've got a semi-final to look forward to. Neil's done a good job of putting together a squad that I think will give them a chance to meet their demands. And I think they're a club that's going the right way.
Yeah, they're doing well, Andrew. Hibs so far this season, they've won at Ibrox. They got a draw at Celtic Park, but as you say, their home record's maybe not as good as they would like it to be.
No, I think the loss to Hamilton Accies, that was a bit of a coup and buster, that one. But another side of the coin, you're absolutely right. If they're good enough to go and win at Ibrox and get a 2-2 draw at Celtic Park when they led in that game, don't forget, it does show the magnitude of the challenge facing Aberdeen tomorrow.
Yeah, and a couple of weeks ago, we were missing four players, Dave. The break's given them a wee chance as well.
Yeah, competition for places is always good for the team and for the squad. Injured players, Derek says, are making good progress.
Tansy's doing great. Really pleased with how he's doing, but this one's going to come too soon for him. But really pleased with how he's motoring along. Young Danny Harvey played 45 minutes the other night in the development game. So he's free from injury now. Andy Constein's trained all week and done some specific work last week. So again, he's in the squad to travel to Easter Road. And young Craig Story's the only one that's still out injured along with Greg Tandy.
And Andrew, Scott McKenna obviously played for Scotland under-21s and we know we're going to have a player at the World Cup finals next summer.
Yeah, I mean, our central defensive duo, McKenna and Arneson, have had a good month, really. I thought McKenna...
They've turned it round from both being on the bench to become a real partnership in a very short space of time.
Absolutely, I mean, a month ago, we wouldn't have been talking about the two of them, but they have gelled together very quickly. And it's a good blend there, the experience of Arneson, the youth and enthusiasm of McKenna. And I think it's a partnership that could grow from strength to strength.
Yeah, he didn't have a great debut, Cowrie Arnesen, but he's now showing what we know, always knew he was capable of.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. And Derek McInnes, well, he's absolutely delighted for his defender.
He should be really proud of his own performances and what his country have achieved, again, qualifying for a World Cup. They had two very positive results, and I think the first result, obviously, against Turkey set them up for the home game, and they managed to get the job done. So he's came bouncing back in the door, and we're pleased to get him back, and he's got that to look forward to. I think that's when I spoke to Cowrie in the summer, it was the motivation of hopefully for his country being in the World Cup was something that was important to him, and hopefully that will be reflected in his performances for us this season as well. He's got that as that real carrot and motivation to make sure his game's in a good place to do that.
This is Red Friday, and as the manager says there, Andrew, the carrot of a World Cup final to look forward to, we should see Cowrie on fire from now until then.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he's probably already confirmed as being part of the squad, but he'll want to play in the games. That's the thing. And he'll know that good performances from Aberdeen, a winning Aberdeen side, will only benefit his chances of featuring in the starting 11 in the World Cup. So huge incentive for him, and absolutely delighted for the guy.
Yeah, lots of slow hand claps at Easter Road tomorrow, I'd imagine, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait for that. You know, 2,500 members of the Red Army going down. There'll be plenty Hibs fans there. I don't think it'll be that far away from capacity, so it should be absolutely fantastic. Speaking of Cowrie Arnesen, let's hear from him now. He says the trip to Edinburgh is always one to look forward to.
Well, we go into every game to win it, and I think we've got a team to challenge for the top spot this year, and hopefully we can continue that last theme. We're playing very good teams in this month, so it'll be difficult, but I think we're off for it.
Yeah, it's going to be a fairly tight game, I would imagine, Andrew, tomorrow. First goal, as ever, important.
Yeah, you would anticipate that being the case, but I'm looking at the Aberdeen attacking players against a defence that has Stephen Whittaker and Effie Ambrose in it. Two potentially weak links in that Hibs rear guard, and they could be exploited. Stevie May perhaps playing the left-hand side, Adam Rooney through the middle, as we saw against St Johnstone. They could do well against that Hibs defence, I think.
Yeah, and Adam, of course, it seems, as said to Andrew a long time ago, but he's playing on the back of a hat-trick against St Johnstone.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Like you say, it just seems absolutely ages ago. Aberdeen appear to be moving up through the gears, which is great. Still not at our best yet. You know, doing really, really well in attack. Rooney absolutely on fire. At the other end, we've already touched on Cowrie Arnesen, very solid at centre-back. He says he's impressed with the high base.
Hibs have done really well since coming off from the Championship, and definitely we have to respect what they're good at, but we need to enforce ourselves on them. We had a really good performance here against St Johnstone. The Motherwell we've shown that we can grind it out as well, but we played some good stuff against St Johnstone, and I think we're moving in the right direction. Definitely.
And do you think he'll stick with that centre-back partnership, Andrew?
I think he will do, Dave, because I mean, they've had clean sheets playing together, and I think, as I said earlier, there looks to be a real partnership gelling between the two of them, and I think that's so important, that you've got a solid spine. You've got Joe Lewis in goals, you've got, you know, Graham Shinney ahead of the midfield, you've got somebody like Stevie May or Adam Rooney leading the line, but having that fulcrum at the back, McKenna and Arnesen playing together, so vital going into what, as Cowrie said, is a very, very important run of games for Aberdeen.
Yeah, you go along with that, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they, like Andrew's touched on already, the partnership between Arnesen and McKenna, it's absolutely fantastic. Seems to get stronger and better every week. As for Cowrie, he says he really enjoys playing alongside the 20-year-old at the heart of the Dons rearguard.
Scott, he's a fantastic centre-back. I've praised him a lot, and he deserves it. He just needs to work, keep working, and everything will move in the right direction for him. I read the game quite well, and he's very physical. physical and quick. I think he's the quickest man on our team. And so yeah, it fits well together. Sometimes that happens.
I've never heard Scott McKenna described as being the quickest in the team, but he certainly
is. I think Reynolds will have words to say about that.
It is an area of his game that he's been working on.
Yes, I mean, he's a big, strong lad, but he has a turn of pace. We saw that against England, if you recall. You know, late on in the game, he suddenly decided to burst out of defence and very nearly got himself right up to the English penalty area. So he's got that there, but I think tomorrow you'll be looking for him to just be doing his defensive duties diligently, but he's got a huge future ahead of him, Scott McKenna.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get you guys one to watch tomorrow afternoon after we've heard from the other camp. Here's Hibs boss Neil Lennon.
We have three really screamers to look forward to, and Aberdeen's the first one. But I've been really impressed with what Derek's done there over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, we've already proved ourselves in Glasgow. We've won at Ibrox. You know, we've almost won at Celtic Park. So we can play really well against the best. You know, so the games that worry me, you know, in terms of the mentality of the team. So when they perform like that, there's no excuses for any abject performances now. And to be fair, we've had a very good start to the season. But Aberdeen, very good team. You know, good manager, good team. So it's a real test for us.
Hibs against Aberdeen tomorrow afternoon. Dave, who's your one to watch in red?
Well, I'm going to go for an obvious one. Adam Rooney, absolutely on fire at the moment. A brilliant hat-trick in his last match. As the manager has said many times in the past, he lives in and around the six-yard box. You give him the right service, he's going to put the ball in the net, and I'm looking for that to continue tomorrow at Easter Road.
Andrew?
I'm going to go for Ryan Christie because, well, it's been a tumultuous week for the Scottish national team, as we'll hear later. There is a new man in temporary charge for the next game, and Ryan Christie will be doing everything in his power to put his name into the frame for the friendly game in November. So I think Ryan could shine down at Easter Road against John McGinn as well.
Of course, you would imagine with the game being at Pittodrie there will be some token Aberdeen players included this time
round. I would hope so, but you never can tell.
You never can tell.
It's time to talk Dons.
Get them ready!
Stand free with North Sound 1's Red Friday.
Listening to North Sound 1's Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and me, Dave McDermott. Well, for most of Scottish football, the World Cup dream is over. But of course, one Aberdeen player will be there.
So it's official. We're out.
We're not good enough. It's very disappointing. We just don't know how to do it.
Same old, same old.
We're hurting like the rest. No one's hurting as much as them. Can't. It's impossible. Fans can't hurt like that. I can't hurt like that.
There's to be no Russian adventure for the Tartan Army next year after a defeat in Slovenia. Another year of hoping other teams lose, with no country in particular in mind. So, who do we cheer for? What's not to love about Iceland? A country that scares opposition with their now famous thunderclap. A country with a supermarket named after it. A country where a volcano goes off every 4 years. A country that put other nations to shame last year in France.
It sounds, and that will be that, the greatest night in Icelandic football history. England, go home!
Now, while no Aberdeen players made the Scotland squad, one Don did enjoy a historic night last week. Cody Arneson is part of history.
It hasn't settled in yet, to be fair. I think no one's realised what we've achieved from such a strong group as well. So we're all over the moon, but like I said, it hasn't set in yet. We work for each other. We're all good friends outside of football, and we stay in touch in between games. It's kind of, we're doing it for each other. It's my biggest achievement in football, no question about that.
So cheer up, Scotland, all is not lost. While we'd all prefer to be wearing our kilts in the Moscow chill, instead we can stay in the house, fire up the barbecue and watch our new favourite nation. While we lick our wounds, let's celebrate our Scandinavian brothers and sisters. Tune in to next year's World Cup to cheer on the Blues and our very own man in Russia. It's settled, we're backing Blar.
Yep, I think we'll all be supporting Iceland next summer, that's for sure, Andrew.
Maybe Ireland as well. We could have Adam Rooney and Anthony O'Connor involved in the squad. And I think, though, there will be a lot of people will support Iceland, as they did at the Euros, because, you know, they're not that far away from Scotland. And, they, you know, Scots being underdogs perennially always look to support the underdog. And that's what Iceland will be at the World Cup.
Well, of course, say Gordon Strachan is no more. He was relieved of his position this week. And Dave caught up with the North of Scotland chair of the Tartan Army, Alan Duncan, to find out his reaction.
Well, firstly, I'm not surprised. I think the decision was taken quite swiftly. His contract was up anyway, and the SFA have obviously chosen not to renew it. I think Gordon's done his time. He's had a couple of campaigns, and we've failed yet again. So maybe it's time for a fresh face and some fresh ideas.
Do you feel that Gordon had failed as Scotland manager, or had he just reached the end of his shelf life?
I think he's just reached the end of his shelf life. I think he's just done his time, as I said. I wouldn't say he completely failed, because I think there's been some positives, but yeah, again, it's just that failure to get anywhere near qualification that's the problem. You know, we're looking for a bit better, and as I say, I think just maybe things are getting a wee bit stale.
Yeah, people will point to an improved series of performances, but latterly they came up short, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that culminated on Sunday night in the second half against Slovenia, that, you know, 1-0 up, you should be going out there and trying to just get that second goal, and I don't know what the instructions were, but they just seemed to lose any impetus in the game, and that's disappointing. And I just question, maybe was there a lack of motivation from the coaching staff at half time? I just don't know.
The players did say that they wanted him to stay on, didn't they?
I think that's the usual reaction from players. They're not going to come out and publicly state that they want the manager to go. But I think deep down, most of them probably knew that it was going to happen. I think some of those players should be looking at themselves in the mirror as well, to be honest, and say, did they give enough?
Do you feel you can question the attitude of one or two of the players then?
I think we can. But I think also we can question the fact that we're not just producing quality players right now. And I think that rests on the shoulders of other people within the Scottish Football Association, not just the national team manager and his coaching staff. It comes from the very top down. So you've got SFA board members, even Malky Mackay and his predecessors, Brian McClure, Mark Vaught, etc. We can question them all.
So where do we go from here then?
Well, that's the burning question. Who do we get next? You know, there's a lot of names being bandied about already. You know, I've heard some weird and wonderful ones, but I mean, Davy Moyes is obviously available. You know, the SFA don't have a lot of money to spend, so they're more likely to go for an available manager. But the Malky Mackay thing, I think, should be a non-starter. I just don't think he's the man to take us forward. I think he's got enough in his hands doing the job he's got. And it would obviously be an easy fix for the SFA to pull him in. But I think, you know, like some Moyes, possibly Alan McLeish coming back. But I think you know, I'd love to see Sir Alex Ferguson come back out of retirement and maybe do it for a couple of years as a, you know, part time post with some full time coaching team behind him. That might be an idea if he could be persuaded. Or go for a total outsider, you know, somebody that's not Scottish, perhaps a Tommy Wright or a Michael O'Neill, who's done well with limited resources at Northern Ireland.
Certainly Michael O'Neill has been a popular name amongst the fans.
Yeah, he has, and I think it's just because of the job he's done with a smaller footballing nation, so to speak. You know, he's done a good job. He's improved Northern Ireland vastly. It might be time again to look outside the box.
One other name that was mentioned that's a little bit left field, Sam Allardyce. What about that?
Yes, I've heard that name, and I don't think that would go down well with the Tartan Army at all. I think that the one thing we wouldn't want is an Englishman in charge of Scottish national team. I just don't think that would work. You can just imagine if, you know, a couple of bad results, you know, it would just all rest on the manager.
Okay, predictor time. Andrew, you've got the latest league table, which I can't believe.
Yes, joint third. That makes it sound good. You and I on 28 points. Dave Galloway, you've got 34 points, but the Red Army still streaking ahead on 45 points.
Well, this evening the Red Army are going to be represented by none other than Angus the Bull. We'll get Angus's predictions after we've done ours. First of all, starting with tonight, and it was St Johnstone against Rangers. And before we get your predictions, guys, there was a wee bit of pre-match problems between the two managers.
On the last season, when it was the last match, we trained at 10, they trained at 12, knowing already our first 11.
We didn't sit about waiting for them to finish training and get the team. It just didn't happen. So I now know what fake news means.
Well, no love lost there, I would think, Andrew.
No, I think it could be a feisty confrontation between the two managers tonight, even if the two teams get on okay. But I think St Johnstone will have been riled by some of Pedro's comments about them, comparing them with Morton and stuff like that. But they weren't very good against Aberdeen 2 weeks ago, and I don't think they're going to bounce back sufficiently to beat Rangers. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw there.
Dave?
I'm going to go for a home win, 2-1 to St Johnstone.
And I've gone for 2-1 Rangers on the basis I can't lose, because if they win, I get the points, and if St Johnstone win, I'll be quite happy.
Good psychology.
Yes. Dave, Celtic Dundee tomorrow afternoon.
Celtic Dundee, well, the Dark Blues, what a terrible record they've got against Celtic, of course. They haven't beaten the Hoops since 2001. Now, I spoke to Dark Blues boss Neil McCann yesterday. He's confident his game plan can cause Celtic problems, but I can't see any way past a comfortable home win. I'm going to go for 3-0.
Andrew?
4-1 Celtic.
Yeah, I've gone 4-0 Celtic. Andrew, Hamilton, Motherwell.
A real local derby, this one. Motherwell playing very well. Hamilton always difficult on their home pitch, but I think the Louis Molt factor will kick in and Motherwell will win 2-0.
Dave?
Slightly closer for me, 2-1 Motherwell.
That's exactly what I've gone. Staying with you, Dave. Partick, Kilmarnock.
Partick, Killy, this is going to be a really close one, isn't it? All three games between the teams last season, they were draws. Both sides joint bottom of the table, so don't expect much silky soccer, I would say. A narrow home win for me, 1-0.
Andrew?
1-1 because of what Dave said. There's nothing between the sides. I can't separate them.
I've gone 2-0 Partick. Andrew, Ross County Hearts.
I quite fancy Ross County to get something there, you know, because Hearts unconvincing, and Ross County got the bounce with a new manager coming in, and I think that will help them tomorrow. Home advantage as well, so 2-1 Ross County.
Dave?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm going for 1-0 Ross County.
I've gone for 1-1 and leave the best till last. Dave, Hibs against Aberdeen.
Hibs against Aberdeen. I think it's going to be a cracking encounter. It's going to be a hard-fought match, and 2-0 Aberdeen for me.
Andrew?
Yeah, 2-0 as well. I think it will be a good game to watch, and as I said earlier, I think we've got the strike force that can do damage to that Hibs defence.
And I have gone for 1-0 Aberdeen. Very conservative.
Not like you.
Indeed. That's it on the Red Friday podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, we're on North Sound 1 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday, and the podcast is available both on the website and on iTunes.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.